Good morning.
Morning.
How's everyone today?
I'm good.
Good. Who's this?
This is Bonnie from Minnesota.
Hi, Bonnie. How you doing?
Hi. Okay. I had a bad day yesterday.
Well, that's not good.
I'm on the call.
Well, glad to hear that you're on the call. Good morning.
Morning.
Is anybody else on the call this morning?
Yes, this is Judy Standridge in Horseshoe Bay, Texas. Who is this?
Hi, Judy. This is Steve Crowfoot from Sandy, Utah.
Hi, Steve. This is Ray Schwab.
Hi, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty darn good for a country boy.
All right.
How are you doing? I was on mute. I was trying to say hello to you, but I couldn't. You wouldn't listen to me. And I looked down. I had my phone on mute.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer this morning.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, how are you today, Steve?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good.
I was just trying to...
I don't know who's leading the call this morning. Do you? Are one of you leading it?
Karen Eastwood will be on. She's the one that's leading it.
Okay.
And Ray's a leader, too.
I'm a backup for her if she doesn't get on. You're from Minnesota, you said?
Yes, uh-huh.
We're at Minnesota.
Above the Twin Cities, Anoka area, Ramsey, actually.
Okay.
Little town north of the cities.
I have some groups in Fairmont and Blue Earth on that area.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I know that area.
Whose group are you in?
Mary Bernard.
Oh, boy, she's a sweetheart, isn't she?
Yeah, she really is.
I like her.
Thank you.
Tell her hello next time you see her from Ray Schwab.
I will. Thank you. I will.
Yeah.
We've got Lee Nelson here this
week. She'll know right away who that is. I hope.
Yep.
Good morning. Anyone else on the phone that hasn't identified themselves that would like to? Well, the weather out here in Seattle is just gorgeous. Yesterday, well, it's about 60 degrees out here for us. That's really nice out here. Sun shining. It might be our summer, I'm not sure, but really gorgeous out here.
Mm.
Hey, Steve, how's the weather in Utah this winter? Have you had a bad winter or a tough winter?
It's been a little colder and a little bit more snow than we've had for a few years. We've had really mild winters. We've been in a drought situation, and this year in the mountains, we probably only have about half the water that we normally have, which is sad. But otherwise, it's been colder than it has been in the past few years.
We've definitely had that out here too.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have had a little bit of snow this last couple of weeks, and it's supposed to warm up this week. And I've been working on a project outside, so I've been really appreciating it.
Ah, good for you. Someone else just came on. Well, I guess we might go ahead and get started and see who, and then wait for Karen to get on. She can come on and take over when she comes on. Who would like to share their points? Steve, do you have points you'd like to share with us?
I would say I probably got about a 6 yesterday, didn't journal and didn't really do everything very well, but when I went out to eat last night, I was very mindful of what I was doing, and so didn't turn out too bad.
So you enjoyed yourself. You only had a six, huh?
That's right.
Well, first, you know, now anymore, if I don't eat the way I should, I don't feel good. I just feel worse. So, okay, Bonnie, or anyone else like to share their points?
No, I didn't have a good day.
Well, I did have a good day. This is Judy Standridge, and I had a 10 yesterday.
Wow.
My first 10 ever.
This is
wow.
Judy.
Yes.
Very good. Where are you from, Judy?
I'm from Horseshoe Bay, Texas, and I'm new to the program just a few weeks on the call and, you know, not journaling for a while because I didn't understand it all, but I'm slowly getting into the swing, and I'm seeing the value of it because I've eaten a few times where I had too many carbs and not enough fat and protein, and I didn't feel good. So, now I kind of know it's up to me. I want to feel good or not.
Very good. So you've just been on have you been on the Body Balance program?
I was on the Body Balance program in last March when it came out, and I only lost about 6 pounds, and then I just got into this stalemate, and I kept hearing about lifestyle, but for some reason never worked it into my schedule to get on the call. And so I'm just now getting involved with lifestyle, and it took me a little bit to understand it, and I'm still working on that. But I'm seeing some great results. So, yeah, I think this program has a great deal of value.
Very good. You know, I'm finding that with a lot of people that tried to Body Balance, then they, you know, it worked temporarily, just like most, quote, diet programs. I think that, you know, and I've been trying to get across to people that if you don't get on this lifestyle program where you, and you, otherwise you're going to go back doing what you did, that's where
well,
you are.
I want to tell you guys, I want to thank you for manning these calls. That is the greatest encouragement. I know that I can just pick up the phone every morning and get a boost. And so even if I'm, you know, not doing well on the program, I just really appreciate y'all being there.
Very good. I don't know if you are aware of what Steve does for all of us. Steve, you want to share with her what you do all the time and what she can find on your site?
Well, I wish I was doing what I used to do, but I record a lot of the calls. I forget. I'm so busy right now with other things besides Nikin that I forget to record them all the time. But missed yesterday's, but we got today's in. And but I record the calls and then put them on the web, and so people can stream them or down. You can actually even download them and burn CDs of them if you've got a perfect one, or Blue Ribbon Video will burn a CD of them for you. So and so we've got a website with the journal pages and food charts and glycemic index charts and videos and audios and just all kinds of fun stuff.
And the website is what?
Lifestylesupport.org.
Great. Okay. I've gone to your website. It's good. But did you just say that Blue Ribbon Video would burn one of those for us?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, everything except the Vance Rogers calls, anything is any of the other calls that are on there, if I produce them, they'll burn them for you.
Wow, thanks.
Well, can you get Vance Rogers calls, though?
You can get Vance Rogers calls from growingandwellness.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, you can listen to them on your site, and most of the time, though, too, Steve. Huh?
Right. I put the ones on that usually have to do with originally just with the nutritional subjects, but I started to put more on because I figure lifestyle support not only means a healthy body, but also healthy finances. So I sort of changed the emphasis of the site a little bit. You know, if anybody has other suggestions, you know, let me know.
Very good.
The biggest challenge I have right now is I don't get to listen to the calls, and most of the time I don't have time to even listen to the calls on my recordings, but I keep doing them for people like Mary Dean and the people that can't be on the calls that that have been such a support to me when I started. That's why I continue to still record them, even though I'm not listening to them. And that's why there aren't reviews. So if anybody will take notes, and you know, they don't have to be perfect. Just, you know, we talked about blood pressure. We talked about, you know, we talked about this. We talked about that. Just send me an email to the webmaster link that's on there. And golly, that would be so much help to me.
It's good to hear you on the call again, Steve. I have to tell you, your website is awesome. I checked it out because I wanted to listen to last Thursday's call because it was so good. It wasn't there.
It's one of those days that I forgot to record it.
It was such a great call.
Yeah, and I feel horrible when I don't, but I've got so much going on right now that this is probably my last priority, but I still keep doing it for the people that need them.
Oh, it's good to hear you back again.
Well, the only reason I came on today was to make sure that I came on and there wasn't any music, and I about freaked out.
Oops.
So I jumped on the cell phone to make sure that it didn't turn off.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Karen. She must have slept in this morning. I don't know. Maybe. Hope she's all right. So anyone else that would like to identify themselves and share their points? Or just identify themselves, either one.
Well, this is Margaret from Texas. I'm just identifying myself.
Okay, very good. Good morning.
Good to hear your voice, too.
Pardon?
I said it's good to hear Margaret's voice and Nancy's voice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Yep. Was Paulette on, too?
She hasn't been on in a while.
Hasn't she?
Does are there any questions by some of the newer people then that you would like the rest of us to answer for you? Do you understand most everything that's on the program, or did you have any questions at all?
Ray, it might be helpful to go over the points, which we haven't done in several days.
Oh, okay.
For some of the new people who might just be listening.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. I heard some other people just come on now. Do you want to identify yourself or not? No problem.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Okay. They let me out today.
Okay. Did you want to share your points?
I haven't been keeping points, but I just signed up to Walk Kansas. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that in your states or not. But we just walk wherever we can walk and count up the number of miles till we've got us, till we've walked across the state of Kansas.
Well, good for you.
Wow.
That's a good idea. They have a bike run across Kansas or something too, don't they? Oh,
yeah, they
I thought
do that.
Iowa.
Me too.
Well, that's great. So how far have you made it across the state yet?
No, we'll start Sunday, and we've got through May the 5th to complete the walk, and that was 430-some miles, I think, altogether.
So do you have to wear a pedometer?
No.
Oh. How do you gauge it?
And they've got other exercises that you can substitute for walking, too. It's supposed to be a mile and three-fourths per day, I think, as to get the actual number in, so...
Is this in correlation with, like, the 10,000 steps a day? Does it have anything to do with
sure.
that?
This is done through the, through the extension offices and stuff. It's something that's all across the state.
It's not a fundraiser for something, is it?
No, It's just a healthy exercise thing.
Oh, very good.
Trying to get Kansas healthy.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Anyone else on the phone like to make a comment before we get into the points?
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh,
I have 8 points.
Did you want to share your points?
I have 8.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks. And Saturday I didn't keep track.
Okay. Do you want, is there... do you have anything you'd like to talk about your 8 points or any observations before we get some fairly new people on the line?
Okay, well, I got my water, and I was traveling, but I got my water with my bringing along my water bottle. And and plus I had a jug of water also that had 2 liters in it. So I did share that out some, but so I got plenty of water. I think with the bottle, that's 1.5 cups per bottle, and I went through 3 of those, plus some out of the jug. So that's 4.5, and I probably drank half the jug, which is 2 quarts. So I had a quart plus 4.5 cups, so I had a lot of water. And I took Zone bars along, so I had a half a Zone bar for my snack. And I brought my own salad fixings, and then I balanced it with, I had spinach salad for lunch and balanced it with some cheese and some lunch meat and some sunflower seeds. And I'm making a conscious effort when I travel to stay balanced.
No, that's a good point about the Zone bars and things like that. Or do you carry the chart with you, or you've been doing it for a while? Are you just familiar with it and know?
Yeah, I'm just familiar with it.
Yeah. What would you suggest for new people to carry the chart? And
that'd be a great idea to carry the chart. That's a great chart and a great resource tool. And I mean, that is how we, when we learned this way of eating, that chart was immeasurable help to me. That I went by that chart every day. It took me about a week of feeling a little bit confused but encouraged, because I felt so good right from the start when I started balancing my meals. I have that chart up in my kitchen inside my cupboard door. So I refer to it. I still refer to it.
Isn't it something how I remember I was so surprised if I would eat a snack and I would have like 3 almonds, a half an apple, and an ounce of cheese, one of the strips of cheese. And I would think, boy, I need more than that. But if I just waited a minute, that was all I needed. You know?
I know. It is amazing. I know. I still chuckle about counting my almonds. 3 almonds. But it is amazing. It works.
It does, yes. Uh-huh. I love almonds. I love the breakfast better than I get 12. I like that.
Yeah, that's great.
It was so helpful to me on a call recently to, I don't remember who it was, tell me about the snack with half an apple and protein powder and almonds and cinnamon, and how they mixed it all up in a plastic bag. That is the most incredible snack. It tastes so good,
powder?
And everybody around me wants it.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, it's half an apple,
okay,
sliced, and they put it in a Ziploc bag and put protein powder in it. So, like, 1 scoop of the Body Balance is 10 proteins. And so that would, you know, that I've made it a little scant of that, so it's about 9 proteins I'm getting. And I put cinnamon on the apple slice, and then I either grind up the 3 almonds and put it in there, or either I eat them whole if I just want to crunch, and shake it up, and you can take it with you. And I mean, I open that Ziploc bag all the way up and lick it. It is so good.
Good to you. You know, I found too that your comment there about wanting to crunch on something. At first, I drink my shake in the morning. I want my almonds because I'm so used to eating something, you know, and chewing on something. So I like that almond for that effect. And of course, I like almonds anyway.
Well, someone also taught me about using just 1 scoop of the Body Balance in my drink. And excuse me, because I'm eating my breakfast. And in that drink, of course, putting the jade greens and the Siaga, but doing a half a cup of blueberries or something for your carbs, and then do an Ezekiel bread with something like mozzarella cheese. I know it's not your best protein, but it sure is good. And I seem to digest it real well. And then I put a little bit of turkey on top of that, and that's my breakfast, and it's awesome.
Very good, yes.
This is Margaret. One of the things I found, too, that I've started doing that I really enjoy is I'll actually take soy milk, flavored soy milk, and I've only used one brand, so you know, it'd be well for anybody else trying this to check the labels, but you know, same way, I've used one scoop of Body Balance and one cup of the soy milk with some ice cubes and then adding everything else I need. And it makes it really creamy. I used to use just water, which was fine, but by using the soy milk, I get a little bit more protein, and it makes it really, really creamy.
That sounds good. I like mine with peanut butter. My wife buys this natural peanut butter, so I love that in a chocolate drink. Very good. Anyone else? Someone suggests we go to the points. And, well, do you have any other questions, by the way, first off? Let's start with that again.
Ray, I just want to bring up, you touched on lately about how you eat when you travel, about carrying the chart. Another good way when you're out eating or traveling is to use the palm of your hand, and that size is what your protein is. And then the carbs with the fruits and veggies, you know, are the rest of your plate, like twice as much fruits and veggies plus some fat. But using the palm of your hand is your protein size.
Oh, that's a good reminder. Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
And you are
I'm sorry, Ray. I think also on Dr. Sears' site, he also has a list of eating out alternatives for staying in the zone. So you could go there and, you know, if you got at least a couple of them to be able to keep kind of in the back of your mind or just put out the list. I remember Wendy's chili was supposed to be fairly well balanced. You just have to make sure you do the right portion sizes. So, you know, that would be a good thing too, to just always have a backup in your arsenal for when you're out and busy.
That's good. Thank you. Yeah, I was just looking in the book, and this is more quick and easy zone breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and snacks. So that might be something. Page 89 in the weekend zone book. And so that's a good point. But when I travel, you know, what I find now is that if I eat too much, I don't feel good. So I try to remember that palm thing. It just kind of, but now I just realize that if I don't want to go to these places that give you the big hamburgers and the big chicken fried steak anymore, because if I do eat it, then I just don't feel good. It's just too much for me. So I wish I could get my charting going and everything. Maybe I'd lose a little more weight. Yeah, okay, anyone else have any comments? Okay, let's go over to points in case there's some new people on the line that haven't, are not aware of the points. I'll just start it out with, and maybe if everyone else could just kick in whatever they want. Start out with the journaling. And when I first started doing this, I didn't keep track of the points, and when I'd think back of what happened, why I didn't lose any weight or why I don't feel as good this week, I didn't have anything to refer to, so I started keeping track. And the more I kept track, the more aware I was also of what I was doing. And it seemed like I realized that when every day I had to check off the water, then it made me more aware that I should be drinking all my water and keeping track of exactly how many glasses I drank, because I generally drink a lot of water, but I just wasn't keeping track. And then also, the snacks, making sure you get your snacks. And it's so easy to miss your snacks if you have a good lunch or something, you're busy, and you think, well, that's all right. You know, I was so used to not eating and thinking that was good for me because I would lose weight. But it's not good for you. If you don't have that snack, your metabolism doesn't continue, and so you're better off. You'll lose more weight and feel better if you do have the snack. And it took me a while to figure that out, and journaling helped me to be aware of that. So that's one of the points. So if you journal every day, keep asking. Anyone else who would like to take any of the other points?
and I said earlier that I had a 10 when I first got on. And let me tell you one of the things about journaling. It's real hard for me to sit down and write everything down, so I kind of keep it in my head. When I don't feel good, that's when I go journal. That's when I go write down what I just ate. And I started keeping it on my computer calendar. I just write on my computer calendar at the end of the day how many points I had. And if I've had an experience of not feeling good, then I write down. And am I doing that right? I mean, do you, in journaling, are you supposed to write down everything you eat?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, that's real hard for me to do, to write down everything I eat when I know that I've had a balanced snack and when I know I've had a balanced breakfast. I tend to be journaling things I don't eat right.
On Sunday, if you go out for ice cream, it's all right if you don't journal that.
Okay. It doesn't count on Sunday.
My friend owns a Dairy Queen close to me. They come out with some new stuff now. He always asks me to come over and check it out. I hate that. The reason I hate it takes me more than 20 minutes to get there. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Are you through? Okay. Anyone else like to share another point?
This is Sherry. I'd like to share the nutritionals. I think those nutritionals are just incredible, what Niken's done for us. And so we get a point for our incredible nutritionals. And I take them because I want to stay healthy as long as I can. I want to stay healthy until it's time for me to go.
Very good. You know, I was at a wellness preview last night, and the gentleman, Larry Reardon, his name, he was, he's a twin, and he was sharing with us that he went one way and just started eating healthy and living a better quality of life, and his twin did not, and he said you can tell there's a humongous difference now in how they look and how they feel, because he went one route and his twin brother went the other, and still living the way he continued to live. And Larry, you know, started taking nutritionals and exercising and doing the right things, and he said you can, it's like day and night.
I can vouch for it.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Ray.
Mary Lou.
I'm glad I didn't say anything bad about him this time.
Yeah, no, there is a dramatic difference between the two of them now. And they used to be twins. I mean, used to be, yeah, twins.
Are they identical?
Yeah,
wow.
They were. They're not anymore.
Wow.
They're actually, I can sit here and tell you this. They look 20 years different.
Wow.
My husband, yeah. And it's because his brother continued to age, and I believe that lifestyle and Niken has, you know, kept us from aging, and in some cases, you know, if you're out of your discomfort, you are not frowning all the time and smiling more often, I think that you start looking younger. So, kind of a... But, Ray, I'll tell you a point.
Okay.
Are wearing our cardio strides, going for a brisk walk in our cardio strides, our weighted shoe that increases our metabolism up to 25% just by wearing them. We get a point for that.
Good. Mary picked up a new wellness consultant that was following her because she and Larry had the same kind of shoes on. She shared that one last night with us all. That was interesting.
I thought when you were falling asleep, I didn't know you were listening.
Well, you're my upline. I have to listen to you. Okay, anyone else like to share one of the points?
Water. We've got to drink at least 80 ounces of water a day, and it's important the first thing in the morning to get down at least a quart. Besides it being good for your body, that also decreases the amount that you have to drink for the rest of the day. And it's with Thai water, optimized, if you have the optimizer.
You know, I talked to my brother and started drinking optimized water at room temperature, and he said, I didn't think I could do that. He said, but I never drank good water before. And he said, also, I find I drink so much more because it goes down better. Instead of ice cold water, room temperature, he said, I drink a lot more water than I ever have. So that's a great idea. Okay, anything? You know, I didn't realize we're all out of time here. Why don't we, I'll just go through the rest of them. Journaling is one, and then drinking water is number two, at least 8 ounces of water or half of your weight in ounces. And then sleeping 8 hours on your sleep system also. And then, like Mary Lou's talked about, walking 30 minutes and your cardio strides or exercising. And rumor is that 30 minutes of walking on a flat surface is equivalent to 85 minutes of aerobics if you have your shoes on, the weighted shoes. And then somebody talked about the nutritional, taking those. And then another point would be for having a breakfast, a balanced breakfast, and for 21 grams of protein, 27 carbs, and 9 fat in that order. And then lunch. Same thing. And then a snack, mid-afternoon snack, you get another point. And then dinner, you get another point, the same amount, 21, 27, and 9 grams. And then evening snack before you go to bed. And so you get another point for that. So that totals 10 points every day. If you did that, why, you'd look like Larry Reardon after a little while, maybe with hair, because he's bald. That was a joke.
I had not heard that about 30 minutes equaling 85 minutes of aerobics. Is that new?
No, that came out a long time ago.
I had not heard that one before. Wow.
I tell you, I can tell the difference. I can walk around. I lived in a gated community, and when I walk around our little village, if I have regular shoes on, I just go. If I have my shoes or cardio strides on, I mean, I can tell a world of difference. It's like three times the effort. So I can walk the same amount of distance, same amount of time, and get triple the exercise. I just love them. Yeah. And besides that, they're the most comfortable shoes in the world.
I was going to say, Ray, didn't your knees quit hurting when you started wearing those shoes?
I did. I lost about 4 inches off my waist and stomach, yes.
Wow.
My hips. The Schwab family, we have big butts, but, you know, big hips, but I did, I lost about 4 inches off my waist. And so they seem to tighten up your stomach muscles, too. I don't know whether every time you lift your foot or whatever. And cardio side, they improve your cardiovascular system. So, all in all, I mean, they're just a tremendous way to exercise, especially if you're in a hurry and most people are and don't like to exercise like me, and so it's very good. I put them on when I go down to the Home Depot and just walk around sometimes. If it's raining or something, I'll just go down there and walk the aisles, and I walk at a fairly decent pace without trying to run over someone, and get to be at Home Depot and exercise at the same time. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I have a question, and that is, how long does that 85 minutes of aerobics equal, how long are wearing them?
30 minutes
shoes.
Of walking, continuous walking.
30 minutes?
30
yeah.
minute brisk
30.
Walk.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And that's a big deal. A lot of people are busy. You know, they don't find, that's the biggest thing. A lot of people don't find time to exercise, but wow, you get more, you know, put them on. Go for a brisk walk or wear them 3 hours in the day.
I wear them now. I happen to like the white ones, the old ones we had, and I wear those. I'll wear them all day long. You know, you get used to them, and I really like them. I wear them all the time. Pretty good. In fact, I bought another pair because I wanted to make sure that I had them for a long time. So anyway, while our time is up, anyone have any other questions they'd like to ask before we end the call?
No, but Ray, I wasn't sneaking on. I had just gotten here.
Karen didn't get on. I don't know what happened. So. Okay, very good. Well, thank you, everyone, for participating, and look forward to hearing you the next day or so. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Hey, Lou.
Hi. Pardon me?
You do it tomorrow?
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Yep. Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.